And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Loggy, you know yesterday when I vented my frustration and anger at Tom for giving up that little cute nickname that was in House One that I had for one of the people who work at Groundsville Society, where I go and pick up the morning coffees.
Yeah.
So I didn't know her name, the awkwardness of having been in there so many times. I didn't know her name, so I thought she looked like the character Juno from Juno, the movie. So I would call her Juno. Tom dropped that to her.
Yesterday.
I went and got coffees, which is very unusual, just it was a very specific set of circumstances. So I went over and got the coffees instead of you, Lingy, grabbing them on your way into work.
Exactly. What was not unusual is Tom opening his big fat mouth.
Yeah, and betraying the confidence of our tight-knit little group here.
Happens more often than not, I've discovered.
Now, I vented my frustration. You backed me up, which I really appreciated.
You guys really went to town on me on air. Yeah. You did a break at 10 to 8.
There's probably some deeper stuff that bubbled up as well.
Yeah. You really both just went, latched on there.
So I knew I was facing an awkward morning anyway. I was going to have to explain why I called her Juno and everything like that.
And I forgot all about it and just went on with my day.
Well, this man is beyond deceitful.
Oh.
He is viciously evil.
Oof. I love it when it's not directed at me.
Because do you know what? Remember what he said at the end of our conversation off air? He said, hey, by the way, her name's Kate.
Mm. Yeah.
So I've gone in there and told the story of Juno. Oh, this is why it was Juno. It was because Tom wanted to pay. I'm so sorry. Now I've found out your name is Kate.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's not.
Amazing.
I didn't even tell her about the Juno stuff. I said none of that gear yesterday.
Yeah, and then she goes, and what's the Juno stuff?
What? What? You lied about the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And just, I'm like, you played the long game.
This was because you told about the dream. Because you went in and went, Tom had a dream about you.
See how long he's held on to that.
Thomas Lewis. Sorry, Lingy, but that is a long game sting. Well done.
Thank you. When I walked in here, I said, if I wasn't so impressed, I would be so angry with you right now.
Let's break it down again. You did not call her Juno at all.
No,
that never happened.
Yesterday, I went in, got the coffees, and came back here.
So this just marinated in your mind. And then you came up with this big old lie, made up that whole story.
Well, I was waiting for an opportunity to get you back for telling our barista that I had a dream about being at her house. But I had a dream about her. And then you didn't send the audio, Loggy, that you said you would.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been biting my time.
And you guys just... So yesterday when I went over, I did try and stitch you up a little bit by saying that you were angry at them because you pulled up out the front and then drove off again.
Yeah, so she explained that to me. She goes, I didn't see your wave. I said, no, Tom just texted me from the car. And I said, And then I can't believe he called you Juno, which I, because, Jake, I thought you looked like the person from Juno. She's like, what's Juno? What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
I said, you know how Tom called you Juno, which he came back and told us, so we were angry and we did something on air about it. And he's like, nah. She said, never. What? Didn't.
And so you're like, anyway, sorry, Kate.
So I explained the Juno bit, the movie. I made the gag. I said, it's not because I said you look pregnant.
You even said that.
Oh, no.
And then I said, but I'm so sorry. Now I know your name is Kate. Like, my name's Tori.
So when I came and told you about the stitch-up story about you being angry at them, and I was like, and I said, and Juno, and it just kind of came out as I was saying it, and you both latched. I just caught the biggest sea bass that you both just bit, and I was like, I'm going with this. And then all yesterday, I had the best day yesterday. It's been the most beautiful 24 hours. I was so excited. I couldn't tell you anything, Loggy. Obviously, you'd left, Lingy, so after you left, Log, I ran around to Tim and Jess. I was like, I have to tell someone. This is going to be the best thing ever.
Well done. Look, we've got to give it an apologies to Tori. He was just dragged into this whole mess.
Our baristas, mate, they are very patient. consider us even there.
Customers were coming in and saying, they're talking about you and they're calling you Juno. And she's probably thinking, what the hell is all this?
Amazing.
Nah, it's all right. It's all done now. We just let it go under the bridge and off into the ocean.
I have to go in there every morning.
They've got great senses of humour.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Driving into work of a morning, it's very early, obviously. Not so for you, Lingy, but that's all right. So you would obviously listen to us as you're driving in, just to get a bit of a sense of the day, sense of the show that you're walking into.
Or catch up on my NFL podcast. Yeah,
Bill Simmons podcast.
I cannot believe you do not listen to us on the way in.
I want to be fresh and like...
What? And not know what we're talking about?
Yeah, have no idea what's going on. I want to walk in blind. So, you know, there's different ways that you can get the news, but I'll chuck on K-Rock, make sure it's still a thing.
Yes.
And then
I do that too. I'm like, are we on air?
Yeah, we are on air. Great.
Because if we're not, I just keep driving anyway. There's nothing I can do.
Whereas I go back to bed. So then I will listen to AW because that's where I find I can get the most news in the kind of compressed format as I come to work. But 3AW is it's a different demo from us, isn't it? So I hear things on the radio that you wouldn't hear on K-Rock, and it's fine.
It's fun to see how the other half live.
Yeah. And, you know, it's mainly the advertising. You know, there's a lot of life insurance ads.
And, like, and a lot of ads for, like, to get your feet kind of moving a little bit,
like your
but
circulation.
Not too much circulating.
Yeah, it's like to get your feet moving and but not too much, and then also to get your stool moving but not too much also. So there's a lot of that gear.
Stool.
Another one of the ads that that quite often plays, but I heard one I hadn't heard before this morning was for a lifestyle village.
Not a retirement village, a lifestyle village. Yes.
And, you know, there's plenty of them. And being AW being a Melbourne station, they advertise for all parts of Victoria kind of thing.
I love the idea of a lifestyle village.
Here we go, right?
Yeah. So,
bocce in the morning.
Seriously. And then a bit of bocce at night, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, they would too.
Oh, obviously. Yes. You got the emergency button right there. You've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. The way they describe it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And I just want to know, I'm 40, how long till I can move in?
Actually, I wonder if you'd be accepted. Like, I wonder if it's like a, you know, they won't just let anyone in. Obviously,
Would I be socially ostracised?
Yeah,
because
it's kind
you're
of
too
like.
Young.
Yeah. I wonder if it's vibrant. Like trying to move in on one of the caravan parks down the Ballerine or the Surf Coast. Oh, no. You've got to go through rigorous testing.
Yeah.
No one can just buy a caravan. Mm. Oh, no. No, you've got to consult with the people. Yes. They'd probably want to check your bowling skills, your bending skills.
Yeah.
If you're sewing. A bit too up and about, a bit too elastic, a bit too move freely, all that sort of stuff, I think you would be shunned.
Okay.
Plus, the guys would be worried because you come in as a sex icon.
It's a tough life, but somebody's got to do it.
You're like, look at the way he moves those hips.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
He's only broken his back once.
Yeah.
So, but the idea of like having staff and there's like one chef cooked meal a day that you get
Unreal.
In your room or whatever, or you can go to the
lunch
the
at 11 and dinner at 4.
I went to visit my grandma. She was in a home in Adelaide before, bless her, she passed on. And I was there with Carly and we went a couple of times. And every time as we were leaving, walking through the halls, I'd be like, babe. How long do you reckon until we get this? Because this is amazing.
So good.
Is it kind of what you've already done, though, by moving back in with your mum?
Yeah, to be fair. Okay, yeah. All right, fine. Yes, okay. And I don't have to pay for it either.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
This is a great little game. Whoever came up with it, bless. you two are going to act out a scene of a movie, and then I have to guess. If I guess correctly, I win the game. And it's great because at the end of it you say, and scene. so that I know when the acting stops, just in case one of you has a heart attack on it.
Okay, I'm pretty happy about this. Okay. We've practiced, yeah. So I'm hoping that it'll all come off. Okay,
okay, all right.
Here we go. You ready, Tommy?
Here we go. Right, here we now, go. Oh, just know that there are actually three characters in this.
Okay.
I'm going to play two of them.
Will you be using different voices?
No.
We don't have that big a range.
Mate,
okay.
You'll understand why.
Okay.
Okay. We're women of the 90s. What is it that we really, really need?
You know, Brandy, you're never going to change.
And I hope not. I hope none of us ever change. And we're always going to get to stay the same, tired and happy.
And maybe a little bit brave.
Brave? You mean brave?
Huh? Like, what do you mean?
You don't own me.
You're not funny. No way. I'm out.
You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Ba, 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 ba.
And
don't tell me what to say. And don't tell me what to say.
I didn't know you wanted to keep going with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, just that last little bit. There we go. Okay.
Sorry I interjected, but I always do with that movie. It's the First Wives Club.
It certainly is. Well done, mate. You nailed that.
Hang on. Who was Diane Keaton?
Me.
Of course you are.
No, I made him be
Bette Midler.
Oh, you're the Bette Midler.
I was Diane Keaton and Goldie.
I mean, you couldn't tell?
There's so many people you wanted to be that.
Okay, we're women of the 90s. What is it that we really, really need?
You know, Brenda, you are never going to change.
And I hope not.
That's right.
I hope none of us ever change. I hope we always get to stay the same, tired and happy.
I know.
And maybe it goes on quite a while, but okay. Yeah.
How could you not know I was Bette Midler?
Mate, like, I got the movie right. Simmer down. Put your lid back on and simmer down.
Is it Betty or Bet?
It's Bet.
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 Yes. Okay. Amazing.
All right, first
Macaroni Midler.
First Wives Club. Is done and dusted. Write that down, somebody. I Feel Sane returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I want everyone to make me feel better because something's happened to my house and I'm like, and everybody else in the house is like, and it's
then you're like, Mom!
Let's not start rolling out that gear.
Yes, Mom.
Because there are certain ways that
I'm sorry.
Of us are getting out of paying rent, right? And some are more sort of physical than others. Like, for example,
I don't hear any complaining. No one knows what you're talking about,
no,
mate.
Everyone knows. All right, we've got some awesome prizes
to add. And it's not to take care of her. It's not like morally beautiful or anything. It's like, Mom, the meatloaf.
Okay. Because I'm professional, I'm not going to bite. Otherwise, we just won't get to what we want to do on the show. We could change the phone out. We could, instead of going on the phones with what we were going to go, which one of your workmates do you hate so much and why do you hate them? Is it because their face is stupid?
Well, he's been mean to me.
K-Rock.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Shout out to Mike from Highton who called and thanked me for being professional and told you children to shut up. God, you go on. You literally kept going the whole song.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
What did I say? Mom, Indy's crying.
Mom, Goldie needs a bath.
I'm just going to go, I reckon. I might just go.
Mom.
See, well, the funny thing is, if I go, what will you guys do?
I don't know. I'll walk around there and press the buttons.
Yeah. That'll sound good, won't it?
It's actually pretty good, isn't it? It's hard, but we get there. Yeah. No, go on. Tell us your story.
Tell us your story about
what happened when you were living at home with your mum.
Yeah, what happened at home that you couldn't fix that your mum came and fixed?
We've got stuff to give away, mate. We've got a $100 Wharf Shed voucher for people that want to get involved. Waterfront dining with a difference at Wharf Shed Geelong, plus the FlowSage gym packs. Continue with your story.
Okay. I don't know if I want to. God, I hate you guys.
I won't say anything.
So Goldie is of an age. She's like 15, 16 months old. And so she's walking and starting to talk, but just doing that babbling stuff. And so you can generally tell where she is in the house by just listening, because she'll just be chatting away to herself, speaking gibberish, starting to learn words and stuff. Mm. But generally, but sometimes she goes quiet, and that's when you know
trouble.
She's up to something.
Something's gone wrong, right? So we have the dog food and water in the laundry. There's a roller door that kind of separates that.
Yeah.
And we keep that shut generally, because we don't want her being able to get into it.
Oh, yeah. This is starting to make me feel a bit ill already.
So a couple of days ago, I'm there with the girls on my own, and I'm doing something with Indy, keeping her entertained, setting her up with some food, snacks or whatever, right? And I think I was like, where's Goldie? I haven't heard Goldie for a little while. I know she's down on, you know, on this level, but I don't know where in the house. Maybe she's, you know, wandered off into one of the front rooms, blah, blah, blah.
And Mum's not there to supervise.
I was going
to
say, I'm holding on so bad.
Went and
screamed, Mum!
And went looking in the front rooms. Can't find her. She's not in the garage. No. Okay. She hasn't wandered out onto the road. No. Good. All right. Still winning as a dad. And then come back to the kitchen through to the laundry, and I noticed that the laundry door has been rolled back.
Oh, someone's done that.
The child's worked out how to do it. Oh. This Where's last week and a half, she's learned how to. I'm just going to go. I'm just going
to. Come on. We're listening. Hey, I didn't bring it up. Lingy did. We had a laugh, and now I've shush. I will shush.
Oh, boss man eyes.
Come on.
He's giving you the look.
I know.
She drank the water out of the bowl. 5223295 What did they put in their mouth? Don't put that in your mouth. What did your child put in their mouth? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Wolfshed vouchers up for grabs and Flow State gin. Screw you guys.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tommy, you are keeping Goldie hydrated?
Yes.
At home?
In the most disgusting fashion possible.
Schmacking on water.
Yeah,
what I call
she
it.
Got to the bloody dog bowls, and I walked in, dad on duty, and yeah, she was just like, just guzzling away at the dog bowl.
But you change the water every day, don't you?
Yeah. Sure. I top it up. Is that different from changing it?
Has it got green, disgusting stuff on the bottom?
When it gets that, I wash the bowl.
No, every day. You wash and wipe. What's wrong with people?
The dogs love it, mate. The dog doesn't care about the flat. You know what else that dog's licking? Far out.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true.
All right. Oh, don't put that in your mouth. It was cool. We've got prizes to give away. Laura's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Tell us what your kid put in its mouth.
Oh, same kind of dog theme. She put the dog's tail in her mouth every time that she could.
How far does she get down, though? Because I guess that's the question. Is it a short tail or a long one?
He's a Jack Russell. So.
No.
Far too close.
So with Wombi, I think he'd be all right.
Yeah.
It's a long, you know, red heel, a tail.
Yeah, wrong height, the Jack Russell, isn't it? Just very, yeah, very available to small
right
children.
There.
Very edible.
Yeah, okay. And that went on for a long time, did it?
Yeah, every time he'd walk past her, she'd in the mouth.
To be fair, we had at the moment quite frequently have to tell Goldie not to bite the dog.
Oh, okay.
She'll just walk up and try and chomp Ruby on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get it. All right. Okay.
Monique in Mount Tenine.
Hi.
What did the kid put in their mouth?
You didn't get it right. Sorry. Let's do that again.
Monique in Mount Tenine.
Don't put that in your mouth.
You. similar lines with you, with the we've got two dogs, and, she's gotten into a dog bowl many times, but we were having a little bit of nudie time after we'd given her a shower.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying you and your partner. I was like, what is where this story is taking a turn?
No, so okay. She's having a bit of nudie time,
yeah,
and I thought my partner was supervising her. He thought I was supervising her, and she's decided to go to the toilet and then start playing with it.
Oh, no.
Look, I don't know if she got any in her mouth, but it was all over her face. So shower number two.
Tell me you stopped to take photos for the 21st board.
No, we did it. Actually, I think I was too disgusted. Yeah. I just ran out to the shower.
Yep, Couldn't cope. Is foul.
I think that in hindsight sometimes, oh, geez, we should have got photos of that. But, Lingy, you would know in the moment your mind is just racing. You're just like, sort it out so quickly.
Gagging.
All right, Sam's in Lara. Morning, Sam. What did the child put in their mouth? Don't put that in your mouth.
Good morning. It was actually my nephew, and we could hear some chomping under the table, and we looked underneath and could see a slug crawling away, but he had the snail shell crunching away in his mouth.
It's a French delicacy.
Oh, yeah, true.
Just the crunch.
Exactly. He missed the best part.
Oh, my God.
Just the idea of the crunch.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that. All right. We're going to wrap things up with Marita from Banno. Good morning, Marita.
What's her name? What's her name?
It's Marita.
Marita.
It's Marita. Anything you want to say to Tom before we get into this, Marita?
Mom!
All right. Well, you don't get a prize, Marita.
I think I should get two for that.
Yeah, put it to work. No, gross. What did the kid put in their mouth?
Well, my daughter loved Vulpanas, and she was about 18 months old walking around the house, and we have a pet rabbit, and she comes with her hand, in her hand, Mummy, Tana, I'm eating it.
No.
Now that's a delicacy.
That was a pure
yes.
Still no.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.